tonight is to go over some of the structural features of the Rosh Hashanah davening. I do want to give you a disclaimer. Tonight I'm not trying to be inspirational in particular. I have relatively little inspiration. I have to dole it out in small quantities. A lot of drushes coming up. But basically, the purpose of the shiur is to be very informational, to give people a sense of structure, because if I can give a secular analogy, if one goes to a concert or one goes to a symphony and knows nothing about the music, knows nothing about the score, knows nothing about the composer, one can still be inspired by the music itself. But if one has a sense of the history and the knowledge and the origin of different things, then the concert itself has a great deal more meaning. So these are kind of l'havdil concert notes to understand the structure of the prayers of the Yomim Noraim. Sorry. Well, if anyone's blocking the driveway, if they could remove it. Okay. Yeah. So that's really what we're going to focus on. And of course, our focus will be on what is the prayer par excellence with our Shmona Esrei, the Amida, both of Shachris, of course, Maariv, Shachris, Mincha are the same, so it'll be a Shachris and a Musaf. And we're going to divide the discussion really into two parts. One is the basic structure of the Shachris and the Musaf. And then we'll go into the various embellishments that were added later, which is really the primary thing that the Chazanim elaborate on, which are really the era of the piyutim, of the religious poetry. And you'll notice, of course, look in any mosque, you'll see a lot of it we don't say, although some of it we do say, and different shuls say different things. But I first want to do the basic tefillah, and then we will look at the piyutim, which themselves very often give us great insights into the meaning of the statutory tefillos as well. All of us know the one thing that we can say that in virtually every shul in the world, probably, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur davening is long. It's very interesting. There is a concept of davening being long. Part of it is to simply keep us out of trouble. So, for example, the Ari brings, one should not take a nap, at least on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, if you get out too early, and you have so many hours until Mincha, you know, you might be tempted to go to sleep. So part of it is just to be sure that we spend our time with noble and holy things. But part of it also is that although the Torah does not mandate Rosh Hashanah as a day of, or Yom Kippur for that matter, as a day of prayer, but nevertheless, the avoda of Rosh Hashanah, which is to proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu as King, the avoda of Yom Kippur, which is to repent, we get inspired to do that by the words that we recite and by thinking about the words. So the purpose of prayer is not so, and this is really true about prayer the whole year, is not so much to change God's mind. The purpose of prayer is to transform ourselves and our attitudes and our feelings and our emotions so that we walk away after tefillah a different person. And as a transformed person, we merit certain blessings and certain connections to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we otherwise would not deserve to have. In fact, the very word, lehispalel, the shorish of lehispalel is pei lamed lamed, which is to judge and evaluate. And the lehispalel is the binyan that is reflexive. So lehispalel actually means to engage in self-judgment and self-evaluation. Prayer is not so much directed to ask God for things, but by asking God for things, we recognize our dependence on Hashem. We become transformed in the course of that particular relationship. So taking first the basic structure of Tefillah Shachris, we do know that on one level, it is similar to every Yom Tov and Shabbos davening, in which the Shmona Esrei comprises seven blessings. The first three blessings are Avos. We ask God to remember the merit of our forefathers, Magen Avraham. The second blessing talks about the strength and the power of Hashem, which is called Gevura. And the third blessing proclaims the holiness of God, the uniqueness of God, which is, except instead of saying Hakel HaKadosh, the Holy God, we say Amelech HaKadosh, the Holy King. So those first three are Avos, they're called Avos, Gevuros, and Kedusha. Now, within those first three, there are obviously certain additions that we put in. The addition that we put in Avos, is a sentence that says, Zachreinu l'chayim, remember us for life, God who desires life, and inscribe us in the book of life for your sake, the God of life. This is Zachreinu l'chayim. There is actually a very interesting halachic question and debate about the propriety of Zachreinu L'chaim, because basically we have a general rule that the purpose of the first three blessings of Shemona Esrei, and this is all year, are not to ask things, right? The first purpose of the first three blessings is to praise Hashem. We praise Hashem for remembering our forefathers. We praise Hashem for His might. We praise Hashem for His holiness. But the halacha is, Asur Lishol Tzrachav, it is forbidden to ask for any personal needs, B'Gimel Rishonos, in the first three brachas. So many Mefarshim have questioned, how could we possibly say, Zochreinu L'chaim, remember us for life, inscribe us in the book of life, that's inconsistent with the prohibition against being Shoel Tzrachav B'Gimel Rishonos. And there are a number of answers that are given, but the most widely accepted answer is the answer of the Torah. And the Torah says that the Iser of being Shoel Tzrachav, the Iser of asking for personal needs in the first three blessings, only apply to personal and individual needs. But one is asking on behalf of the Jewish people, because you're asking plural, remember us for life. That is considered to be praise of God. Because if God forbid there wouldn't be a Jewish people in the world, God's name would not be sanctified, God's name would not be consecrated. So when we ask that the Jewish people as a whole should be given the right to live and the right to serve God, that is ultimately the greatest praise for Hashem. And indeed, if you look at the sentence, it says, Kasveinu v'sefer achayim, inscribe us in the book of life, but not for our own selfish needs, not so we will enjoy. L'mancha, to be able to serve you, to sanctify your name, that makes it Hashem's need. And that itself becomes a shvach, a praise, rather than a bakasha, which is therefore permitted even in the Gimel Rishonos. And again, although the Lashon is the other... Now, after that, after you recite the korbanos of Moshe,